请弟兄姊妹们仍然翻到启示录第五章。
Brothers and sisters, please still turn to chapter 5 of Book of Revelation.
我们从第九节开始来看我们所特别要注意的那节经文。
Let's start to look at the places we shall pay attention to, starting from verse 9.
他们唱新歌说，你配拿书卷，配解开七印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司归于神，在地上执掌王权。
And they sang a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book, and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us unto God, by thy blood out of every kindred, and tongue, and people, and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth.
我们圣经就光是读这一节。
So we just read these places of scriptures.
待会我们看到哪里就再读到哪里。
So we will read wherever we share.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为他亲自把他心里的意念向仰望等候他的人来打开。
For he himself opens his will to those who look upon him.
如果我们能记得约翰当时的处境的时候。
So if we can remember the situation that John was in,
我们就很深的体会到主当时对约翰说话的那一个心意和目的。
So we can deeply understand the God's will and His purpose when He spoke to John.
从环境上面来看，从实际的情形来看，教会还有前途吗？
Does the church still have future when we look at the circumstances and also the reality?
教会还能在地上把神的心意来发表并完成吗？
Can church still reveal God's will and also complete His will on the earth?
我们很清楚的，能从约翰本身的那个遭遇，可以很清楚的看见。
It seems really rarely that could happen as we look at from John's circumstances back then.
在地上各处的教会都有各自的难处。
For each church on earth, it had their own difficulties.
当时所有的难处基本上是从外面来的那个压力。
Most of the difficulties back then was the pressure from outward.
但是那个根本的原因还是在于内部教会里面的失去了对主的同心。
But actually the fundamental reason was really because the church has lost its one heart toward the Lord.
容纳了不少主以外的人事物在那里代替主的地位。
It has included a lot of things that apart from the Lord to replace the Lord's position.
在人的眼见的里头，教会当时最带着属灵的权柄的老约翰，也给人家弄到一个荒岛上面去，凄凄凉凉的来度过他的晚年。
Even John, who seems to have such spiritual authority, he was even being exiled to the Patmos Island and was there by himself at his old age.
像这样的光景，教会在地上还有路走吗？
So in such circumstances, does the church still have a way to go?
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
在人以为教会走到尽头的时候，
Just as when men thought that the church has come to the end.
主像约翰说了 这许许多多的话。
Lord spoke so much words with John.
啊，从所看见的事情，一直说到将来必成的事。
Starting from the things that he has seen until the things that were to come.
啊，带出一个非常非常荣耀的事实。
And has brought up a very, very glorious reality.
啊，那就是神的永远的旨意，终极完成。
Which is the fulfillment of God's eternal purpose.
那在主跟约翰说话的内容的里头。
So from the content our Lord has spoken with John.
啊，我们的主借着天上的敬拜，把神在创世以前所定规的那一个计划怎么执行，一直到的完成，来做了一个总结性的交通。
Through the worship in heaven, our God has concluded his summary with John that starting from beginning until how he brought everything back unto himself to the end.
严格说起来，还不是一个交通。
Strictly speaking, it was not just a fellowship,
而是一个宣告。
But it's a proclamation.
宣告什么？
What's the proclamation?
神要做的，做成功了。
God will complete what he would like to do.
啊，这就给我们看见，主说到那个所看见的事，现在的事，和将来必成的事，彼此中间的那一个关系。
So then we will see the relationship between the things that Lord has shown him and also the things that is now and the things that are to come.
啊，在这一个关系发表出来的时候，
When this relationship has been expressed,
就给我们看见神这一个永远的旨意做成功的那个秘诀在什么地方。
Then it shows us the secret, which how does the eternal purpose of God has been accomplished.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们从天上的敬拜那里开始，我们就看到这一个非常宝贵的打开。
So we do see this really precious opening up to us through the worship in heaven.
按照主自己说的话的那个次序来留意的话，
If we pay attention according to the order of the words God has spoken,
借助那位死而复活的基督，
Through the Christ who has risen from the dead,
带进了基督身体给建造成功的教会的历史，
Then which brought in the history which has been built up by Christ and which is the body of Christ.
但教会的历史是照着神的旨意来完成了教会的那个怎么说呢，他的执事的时候。
So the history of church is according to God's will to accomplish its own ministry.
那个结果就是把神永远的将来必成的事带出来了。
So the result of that is to bring out the what God say which will be accomplished in the future.
这一个事实透过天上的敬拜很浓熟的就向我们表达了。
So through the worship in heaven, this has been expressed to us.
我们特别提到了，如果我们从第四章的天上的敬拜来留意的话，我们总是觉得有一点神的感觉里边的短缺。
As we have mentioned that if we only look at the worship in heaven, it seems that there is something lacking in God's feeling.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
当被杀的羔羊这个事实一显明出来的时候，
As soon as the reality of the lamb being slain being revealed,
这一个短缺就没有了。
So there is no more lacking anymore.
带出那一个短缺的感觉的那个原因固然不存在，并且给我们看到造成那个短缺的事实也结束了。
So that on the one hand, the reason that caused this lacking is no longer there, and also the fact that it's also the reason also has been ended.
因此我们在天上的敬拜的里头看到，从创造进到救赎的这一个事情的时候，再没有什么留下，叫天地不能一共共同在那里唱活的。
So then we see through the worshiping heaven that from creation until salvation that there is nothing else that do not let the heaven and earth rejoice together.
天上固然是没有难处。
So of course there is no difficulty in heaven.
在天上从来就没有难处。
There has never been any difficulty in heaven.
难处就是天和地怎么连接起来。
Then the problem is that how to connect heaven and earth together.
不单是天和地连接起来,
not only to connect heaven and earth.
如果弟兄姊妹们还记得我们所读过的那些经文,
if brothers and sisters still remember the scriptures we read,
你看到是天和整个宇宙,整个的万有完全的连接起来。
Is that you see that it's heaven connected with the whole universe and the whole entire creation.
所有被造之物都伏在神的和羔羊的宝座前，来承认他们是配。For
all the things being created, prostrate before the throne of God and the Lamb to proclaim that they are worthy.
配什么?
Worthy of what?
配得着一切的荣耀。 颂赞, 感谢, 赞美和爱戴,
to receive glory, honor, and praises and blessings.
但是这些言语一发出来的时候所带来的那个反应就是处处都满了阿们。
So the response is that if there's amen everywhere.
那因此就引起我们不能不去注意什么事情 把这个天和地原来不能有完全连接的那这个事实做了一个很彻底的解决。So
we cannot but pay attention to what exactly resolved the issue which made the heaven and earth could not be connected.
我们感谢神。We
thank God.
透过24长老他们在天上敬拜的话语,
through the words of worship of the 24 elders in heaven,
就把整个的那个秘密向我们揭露了。So
it opens up the entire mystery to us.
那个关键在哪里呢?
So where is the secret?
一直被杀的羔羊。
That's the lamb being slain.
而这个羔羊曾经被杀。And
this lamb has been slain.
这个羔羊曾经死过。And
he has been dead before.
正如在 约翰所看见的事里头，所亲自看见和亲自听见的。
Just like what John had seen and heard.
我们的主在那里说，我曾死过，现在又活了，并且活到永永远远，还有拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙在手里。
Our Lord said that I'm he that lives and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forever, and have the keys of hell and of death.
是这一位经历死，又从死里出来，结果是废掉了死的，这一位神的儿子，称为神羔羊的，他把整个天和地中间的难处做了一个完全彻底的。 了结.
It is this Lord that who has gone through death and also abolished death, and he has resolved all the issue, the disconnection between heaven and earth.
所以24长老的敬拜一开始就指着羔羊被杀的事情。
So since the beginning, the worship of 24 elders immediately pointing out the lamb was being slain.
昨天晚上已经跟弟兄姊妹从时间上面来算了。 我们最低限度已经有了一个了解，这个羔羊，如果你说他曾经经过死的话，那意思是，对约翰当时来说，也已经是好，从时间的计算来说，已经好几千年的历史。
So last night we only did a simple calculation that to John, that from the time the lamb was slain until John, there, at least there were several thousand years.
因为最低限度, 当这个事实上约翰说明的时候, 教会的历史已经结束了。
So that when John expressed this fact that actually the church history has already ended.
2,000多年前,以现在来说,2,000多年前被杀的那个羔羊,现在活在神的面前,还是非常新鲜的,显出他的鲜血的流出的那个光景。
Even until now, the lamb that was slain 2,000 years ago, but now he's living before God, and his precious blood is still living.
在这个点上就带出了一些事实来。
So this point has brought out some realities.
在长老的敬拜的里面,一连的给我们指出来。
Which has been pointing out continually through the worship of elders.
你用你自己的血,从 地上的各族、各民、各方、各国、各种方言的人的当中，拣选了人来。
You have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every kindred, every tongue, people, and nation, and chosen people unto you.
拣选的人来做什么呢？
So what is the purpose for choosing?
目的在哪里呢？
What's the purpose of choosing those people?
感谢主。
Thank God.
在长老们的 敬拜的里头就很清楚地给我们点出来了。
It has clearly pointed out through the worship of the elders.
他们都在那里一再地说,接连地说,归向神。
They said over and over again that to be unto God.
用你自己的血买了人来,叫他们归向神。
To redeem people. By your precious blood and let them be unto God.
怎么归上神法呢?
So how can they be unto God?
弟兄姊妹们,话语很简单,
Brothers and sisters, it's so easy to say.
但事实是非常的严肃,
but the reality of it is very serious.
我们轻轻地点过一下,
we may just point out.
头一件事情叫他们作为国民来归上神。
First thing is that they can become people be unto God in God's kingdom.
第二点呢,叫他们作为祭司来归上神。
And second point is that they are priests unto God.
第三点呢?
And the third point.
这可以说是归上神的那个结果了。
Which should be the result of being unto God?
得着人来与基督一同作王。
Is to gain people to reign together with Christ.
来掌管。 神所造的一切,
to reign all the things God has created.
我们感谢赞美我们的主,
we thank and praise our Lord.
天上的敬拜怎么从感觉一点的短缺而进到完全的充满呢? 那个原因就在这三件事情在神面前做成功了。
So how does the heavenly worship, to starting from something seems lacking, to enter into this completion? It's the reason for the completion has to do with all those three things.
现在将来的事情要发生了。So
the things there is to come will happen.
为什么会有将来的事情发生呢?
Why would the things to come will happen?
因为神说要做成的那个事情。 做成功,
because God has accomplished what he would like to do.
所以神就把那个堕落的宇宙和不堕落的那个原因从万有当中来剪出了。
So God will cut off the fallen universe and also the reason for its fallen nature to be cut off.
我们如果往下看去的时候,你是很清楚地看准。
If we
将来一成的事情,内容是什么东西?
So what is the content of the things that is to come?
我们轻轻提了一下,
we have briefly mentioned.
从负面来说,乃是把一切黑暗的权势做了一个绝对的,毫无保留的结束。
The negative part is that to cut off completely the power of darkness.
而一个正面的功用呢, 乃是把新天新地带出来, 显明新耶路撒冷, 把神那个无限的荣耀充, 丰丰富富的, 充满在万有里。
Positively speaking is to bring out New Jerusalem and also New Heaven and Earth and to reveal God's glory in the whole universe.
我们掌握了这样的一个事实, 我们来回过头来看, 那三件事情的时候, 我们觉得非常非常的有意思。
Then we will feel it's very, very interesting as we take hold of those facts and we come back to look at those three things.
因为从表面上来说, 这三件事情就是神完备的救恩的向我们的启示和做成。
Hourly speaking, is this the revelation and completion of God's complete salvation unto us?
从实际上面来说呢, 就不单是说到那个救恩的问题,
but
reality,
but in reality, it's not only pointing to the complete salvation,
而是说到神啊, 永远的旨意的问题,
but it has to do with God's eternal purpose.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
那我想下面我就和弟兄姊妹们, 从长老的他们的祷告的里面, 去留意那几件事情所带给我们的, 那一个属灵的启示。
So we will start looking from the worship of the elders to look at the spiritual revelation those three things brought out.
我想弟兄姊妹,当我们注意这一个祷告的时候, 首先你不要忘记那个时间和地点和范围。
So when we look at the prayers, let's not forget the time, place, and also its the boundaries.
从时间上面来说, 你脱不了那一个从永远到永远这一个事实。
In regards of time, you cannot depart from the eternity to eternity.
如果从那个范围来说, 弟兄姊妹们你也不能脱离整个的万有是包括在其中。
In regards being of its boundary, you cannot but know that the whole everything is included in those.
如果你用具体的那个对象来说的话, 所有一切被造之物都在当中给一一的点名。
It said for each created being is being appointed.
那因此这个事情你摆出来的时候是非常非常的大事。
So it's such a great issue when this has been pointed out.
但是在这个大事的当中有一个焦点。
But in such great issue, there is one focal point.
那个焦点是什么呢?
So what's the focal point?
就如昨天晚上我们最幕后所提到的那一个。
That is what we have mentioned at the last night.
是怎么来完成他这一个永远的旨意?
How could God accomplish his eternal purpose?
他是从我们这些 给称为在基督里首先有盼望的人的身上做开始。
He will start with us who are first entrusted in Christ.
那弟兄姊妹们, 我们特别提到, 我们在基督里头是有盼望的。
So we specially mention that we do have hope in Christ.
不管我们在地上的遭遇是高是低, 是喜乐或者是说被重担。
It's regardless of our circumstances on earth, whether it's joyful or with heavy burden.
我们永远有一个地位站住, 是不会改变的。
The place, the position we stand would never be changed.
那个就是我们在神面前的那个关系。
That is our relationship with God.
神说, 这些人是有盼望的。
God said that those people are with hope.
不单是, 那为什么他们有盼望呢?
So why are they with hope?
因为他们都在基督里。
Because they are all in Christ.
那说, 你说既然是在基督里有盼望, 在神的救赎里头，是所有都要给带进基督里啊，那又有什么特别呢？
So what's so special about being have hope in Christ? Because in God's salvation plan that all the creation shall be gathered in Christ.
特别就特别，你什么时候成为一个有盼望的人？
The specialty is that when you become someone who has hope.
是首先成为有盼望的人。
That is the first.Becoming someone with hope.
神要叫一切都能给带回到这个无限的盼望里。
So God would like to bring all things into the eternal hope.
但是神首先就得到了一批人，这一批人，神说他们是第一批得着。
But God
神做他的盼望的。
But God first has gained a group of people, and God says that those are the first group who will be trusting Christ with hope.
那因此我们留意到这一长老们的祷告里头，很清楚的头一件事情点出来，就是点出了这一批有盼望的人。
So very clearly through the prayers of the elders, they clearly point out those who are first with hope.
刚才我们提到了。
We have mentioned.
整个祷告的里面是说明一件事。
The entire prayer points out one thing.
什么事呢？
What is it?
万有都归上神。
For all things be unto God.
那现在这万有都归上神的这一个事实，从开展到结束的时候，一个非常关键的那一件事情，就是首先有盼望的那一个点。
So from beginning to the end, for the being unto God to be realized, the most critical point is that those who are first have hope in Christ.
所以我们感谢神，到天上的敬拜一开始就说到，神的羔羊的血把许许多多在基督里首先有盼望的人带回神的面前，让他们归向神。
So it first started to say that with the blood of the Lamb of God that he has brought all those people who have first hope in Christ and let them be unto God.
但弟兄姊妹，我们心里头都明白。
Brothers and sisters, we all know in our hearts.
我们现在是称为神的儿女。
Now we are being called God's children.
我们是称为被神认识，也是神所认识我们的人。
We are being known by God and also God knows us.
但是你我原来的本相是这样的吗？
But is it our really true nature?
没有。
No.
没有一个是这样。
None of us.
完全都不是。
Not at all.
那不是是什么呢？
So then if no, then what?
我们的本相原来不管我们的出生地位，你我们所有的一切都没有更改我们在神面前，我们原来都是亚当的后代。
So actually our true nature, regardless of how our birth or position, it could never change the fact that we are the descendants of Adam.
我们说我们是亚当的后代，是已经给我们自己很大的尊重了。
We actually give us much honor to say that we are the descendants of Adam.
如果说的准确又严肃一点。
But strictly speaking,
我们每一个都是在神面前等候定罪的人。
We're all those waiting for condemnation before God.
我们和神的关系就是这样。
That's our relationship with God.
那就是我们要遇到这样的一个事情的时候，我们就不能不注意到我们为什么现在有悲伤神，当时为什么我们背上神。
So as we face this reality, we cannot but pay attention that why is it now we are unto God, but back then we were rebellious against him.
当然这一段的历史，属灵的历史说出来的时候就好长好长。
Of course, it's such a long spiritual history if we mention it.
我们用最简单的话来把它点一下。
If we point this out briefly.
一个撒旦的堕落而造成整个万有在神的面前采取一个敌对的态度。
Because Satan has fallen, therefore it caused the entire all the creature to be against God.
撒旦的堕落，他要鼓动一切被造之物在神的面前与神作对。
Because Satan has fallen, therefore he stirred up all things being created to be against God.
这个是最远的、最根本的那个原因。
That's the most fundamental reason.
那因着这样的一个事实的出现。
And because of this fact being revealed,
神怎么来解决这一个难处呢？
So how can God resolve this difficulty?
这个话说起来又是蛮长的了。And
again, that would be a long history.
但是我们还是很浓缩的，用主自己的话来说明就好。But
briefly, we explain this with God's own words.
许多时候我们有一个头脑。
Usually, we have our own mindset.
神的，你既然是创造的主。
God, if you are the Lord who created all things,
你是至高的智慧。
And you have the most highest wisdom.
你又是掌握着那个生命的权柄。
And you have the power of life.
对付撒旦, 那不是很简单的事吗?
Isn't it so easy that you're against, for you to be against Satan?
就像我们看见一个蚂蚁在那里跑, 我们伸指头一捏, 就可以把它解决掉了嘛。
Just like we can kill an ant very easily.
神啊, 你为什么要 动那么多的动作来对付撒旦呢?
God, then why would you have to take so many different actions to be against Satan?
神做了一个什么动作呢?
So what did God do?
我们 从诗篇上的话，或者从希伯来书上的话上面， 我们看到一件事情。
We see one thing from Psalms or Book of Hebrews.
神就造人了。
God created man.
那把人造出来的时候， 那个人是不是比撒旦更有力量， 更强壮， 更有智慧呢？
Are men more powerful or more have more wisdom than Satan when they were being created?
弟兄姊妹们, 我们都知道, 撒旦比我们强多了。
Brothers and sisters, we all know that Satans are much more powerful than us.
因为他有胆量试探神, 对付神, 抵挡神。
Because he has the courage to tempt God and also be against God.
那对着我们这些从泥土里头出来的人, 他看我们算是什么。
And who are we before Satan that we are from dust?
但稀奇的很,
but very amazing.
神就是造出了一些这样的人。
God has created people like those.
又明明的在那里宣告说,
and clearly proclaim that.
被造出来的人是比天使微小一点。
Those men being created are a little inferior than angels.
比天使还要微小一点。
Inferior than angels.
在人的观念里头以为天使好大。
In human mindset, we think that angels are so great.
但是神说人比天使还小。
But God said that we are a little lower than angels.
那您做的 造那样的人出来干什么呢?
So why do you have to create men like that?
好像是神说, 要叫仇敌羞愧, 叫他闭口无言。
But God said that is to put enemy to shame and to shut his mouth.
弟兄姊妹说了好像话要很长。
It seems very long.
但是我们知道, 从主的话的里面, 我们明白, 撒旦因着自己的 自我提升, 他要与神抢夺这个宇宙的主的地位。
But from God's words, we know that because Satan has exalted himself in order to take hold of the position in universe from God.
那神怎么来解决他这个问题, 让他能服下来呢?
So how can God resolve this issue so Satan can humble?
当然刚才我说如果神用指头把他捏死一下那就完了，但神不做这个事情。
Of course, we did mention that if God just killed him with his finger, then that was easy, but God would not do that.
因为神如果这样做的话，弟兄姊妹们，没有什么了不起。
Because that's nothing great about it if God does this.
就像一个大人跟小孩打架，你说谁能打赢啊？
Just like when an adult fights with little child, who do you think will win?
那个大人打赢是毫无疑问。
There's no question if the adult wins.
但是这样的把 敌人打倒，没有什么显出了不起。
But there's nothing glorious about it if he beats up this little one.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神借着造人的这一件事情来显明他要把整个堕落了的宇宙重新带回那个完全正常的光景。
But thank God that through this creation of man, God revealed that he will restore all the fallen universe into its normal nature, normal condition.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们一看到神造人的这个历史的时候，你不能不注意神为什么要造人。
So as soon as we see the history of God created man, we
我们不能只是有一个道理说神人是神造出来的。
We do have to pay attention to why God created man because we cannot just think that men are being created by God.
如果我们只是有这样的一个观念，跟别人头脑里边有说人是从猴子变出来的，是一个原则。
If we only have this concept, then it's the same thing as others think that men were being created, men have been changed from monkey.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神造人是有目的的。
God has his purpose in creating man.
神造人是有一个非常完整的计划在里头。
For God to create man, he has his complete purpose.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你读神的话，看了创世纪，神造人的时候。
So when you look at God's words when he created man and in Genesis.
神宣告了他造人的目的。
God has proclaimed the purpose he created man.
当神造其他万有的时候，神没有说出他们的功用。
When God created all other things, he did not mention their function.
就是有说出也是轻轻为一点，就没有直接的说出那个正确的功用。
Even if he did mention their function, but he just pointed out briefly, but never mentioned their complete function.
但是当神造人的时候呢？
But how about when God created man?
神不是把人造出来以后才宣告他的目的。
God did not proclaim the purpose of creating man after he created them.
神是先宣告了他的目的，然后就照着他的目的去造人。
First, God proclaimed the purpose, and then he created man according to this purpose.
如果弟兄姊妹，你翻到创世纪第一章看神造人的目的的时候，
If we turn to chapter 1 book Genesis to look at the purpose God created man,
你非常清楚地看到神在那里说，
Clearly we see God said,
我们要照着我们的形象和样式造人。
Let's make man in our image after our likeness.
这是第一件事情。
That's the first thing.
然后呢，被造出来的人有什么作用呢？
So what's their function after they are being created?
让他们去管理海里的鱼、空中的飞鸟、那个地上的昆虫和走兽和全地。
Let them have dominion over fish of the sea, over the fowls of air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth.
好，弟兄姊妹，你看得非常清楚神说的。
So brother, sister, you see clearly God.
神要造出来的人像什么样子？
What exactly God would like the people
created to be like? 人给造出来以后，他们要起什么的功用
？And what function they shall be after they are being created?
神说得很清楚。
God has clearly spoken.
然后神就照着他这个心思把人造出来了。
Then God created man according to His will.
那所以弟兄姊妹，你就看到一件事情。
So brother, sister, you see,
人在万物之中是很有智慧的。
Man among all things has a lot of wisdom.
他不单是有知识，
Not only have understanding,
他也能把他的知识做成了他们很实际上的应用来表明他们的智慧。
And actually can reveal their wisdom according to applying what their knowledge and understanding is.
所以从前的人要跟一千里外的人说话，这个不可能。
So back then, it was impossible for people to try to speak to those who are so far away from them.
那现在呢？
How about now?
弟兄姊妹，你看，小朋友口袋里头也有一块东西。
So even children will have something in their pockets.
拿出来，几千里外的人就接上了。
So they just take that thing out and then they can get connected with those who are so far away from them.
这是人的智慧。
That's the wisdom of man.
那为什么和神会有人会有这个智慧?
So why do men have such wisdom?
那为什么其他的就不能有这个智慧?
Why is it all other things do not have such wisdom?
特别但是以为说人是这样进化进化来的, 怎么那些人进来进去都没有多一点点的那个智慧的表达, 而人的那个智慧的表达是越来越厉害越来越明显。
And for those who believe in evolution, then why is that with all other things, they never evolve to have more wisdom, but men have become more wise as time goes on.
不但处理地的事情有智慧, 现在连处理到太空的事情, 人都要去管一下。
Not only have the wisdom to handle things on earth, but even the things in space.
弟兄姊妹,你不能不留意到, 当神造人的时候, 神给人的那一个安排,
we cannot but pay attention to what God's plan and arrangement for man when He created them.
是圣经上的话头很清楚的就先给我们指出了认识耶和华就是智慧的开端。
So clearly the Bible tells us that it's the beginning of wisdom to know Jehovah.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
原来人的被造出来, 是有神一个荣耀的目的和旨意在这里。
So there is the glorious purpose and plan for to create man.
我想许多弟兄姊妹们对这一点是明白的。
I think most of brothers and sisters understand about this.
但是我们不能不问的问题。
But we cannot but ask.
我们既然是照着神的形象和样式被造的。
Since we are being created in God's image and likeness,
这是我常常喜欢问弟兄姊妹们的问题。
That's the question I often like to ask.
那我们每一个人都一定要完全很相信是才对咯。
Then shouldn't it be that we are similar, be alike with one another?
因为我们每一个人都是照着一个模型造出来的。
Because we are being created by the same mold.
但事实上我们碰到的好像和我们的感觉上面不完全一致。But
it seems it's different from how we feel.
而我们看到弟兄姊妹每一个人都是不同一个样。We
see that we each look different from one another.
昨天我在一个弟兄家里碰到他们一对的双生的女儿。Yesterday
I met the twins from one brother.
我们一看谁是谁啊。
Then we cannot tell from one another.
我们认不出来,
we cannot
没办法认得出来,
we could not tell.
但是做父母的呢, 他们比较有方便, 就认出这个姐姐,
but the parents were able to tell that's an older sister and that's a younger one.
但是普遍的来说,
but generally speaking,
根本找不到一个完全相似的人。
We can never find two human beings look exactly alike.
那么我们照着神的形象被造, 那是什么一个故事?
So what is the story behind that we're being created by God's image?
那不是神话是什么?
So isn't that like just a myth?
感谢神, 那不是神话。
Thank God, that's not a myth.
那是有个非常属灵的意识在里头的。
There's a spiritual, very spiritual meaning behind it.
弟兄姊妹,你知道神的形象是怎么样的吗?
Do you know what is the God's likeness?
你千万不要跑到一些礼拜堂里头看到里边有些像, 你说哦,这个就是了。So
don't think those image hanging in some church, then you think that's it.
你也不能跑到一些那个美术馆或者那些博物馆里边看到一些从前留下来的一些所谓宗教名画上面要 把神的形象也活出来，哦，你说神就是这样的。You
also cannot say God looks like those famous religious paintings in museum or art galleries.
如果你要这样的观念的话，你转过头来看你的兄弟姐妹、父母，你就怀疑了。Then
if you have such concept, then you start to doubt when you look at your parents or even brothers sisters.
我们都是照着神的形象被造的。
We're all being created according to God's image.
那我们哪一个是上层啊?
Then which one of us looks like God?
你找不到答案了。
We cannot find the answer.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神说我们照着他的形象被造是有他的表达的。
But God actually has his own expression as he said that we're being created in his image.
我不能详细说这一点,
I cannot explain
clearly.
But I will point out something really critical.
我们观察一切的事物, 都是根据我们那个物质的观念来下结论的。
We always conclude everything based on our own material thinking.
长阔高深, 那么这些我们都是根据我们的那个观念来下的。
We conclude the length, width, or depth. It's all based on our own concept.
而我们所有的呢?
What we have?
完完全全是根据物质的那个反应而来的。
So it's all according to what we see materially.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
当神在那里发表他自己的时候,
so when God expressed himself,
他非常清楚地指出一个问题来,
very clearly he mentioned one thing.
什么问题呢?
What is the
神是灵?
Issue? God is a spirit.
那是在约翰福音主跟那个撒玛利亚妇人在谈话的时候, 说到这一方面的事情, 他点出来,
he pointed this out in the Gospel book of John when our Lord spoke with the Samaritan woman.
神是灵,
God is a spirit.
神不是物质,
God is not material.
如果你要侍奉神, 敬拜神, 认识神, 追求, 去跟随他,
if you worship to know him and also to follow him,
你不能用物质的观念去寻找他,
you cannot seek him from the material
point of view. 你也不能用物质的观念去定规他,
and you also cannot
the idea.
You cannot have this idea using the material concept.
你必须要得着与神相同的性质，你才能与神调和在一起。
You have to have the same nature as God, then you can be with together with Him.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
那时候当神说 他造人是照着他的形象而被造的这一点上面，那是指出他要叫我们成为与神有相同性质的人。
So as God said that he created man in his image, that is for us to become the same nature as him.
而我们原来出生是泥土。
We were born as dust.
但神又叫我们这一批泥土成为与神的性质相同，可以相通。But
God would like to have those dust to become have the same nature with him, so then can fellowship with one another.
所以他就用他的形象来作为我们的模型。So
then he uses his own image as our mold.
那叫我们被造出来的时候，我们有了。 与神相同的性质，我们就能调和在一起。
So that as we are being created, we have the same nature as God, so we can be together with Him.
所以当弟兄姊妹们，我们读圣经，多读一点地方的时候，我们就看出这样的一个事实来。
So we will see this fact as we read more of the scriptures.
头一个事实你会碰到的呢，那是在以西结书。
The first fact that we see in book of Ezekiel.
我不读了，我只是说出来，有什么有兴趣你回去自己看。
We will not read it, but if you are interested, you can go to take a look.
在旧约的以西结书第一章的最末了的那一段。
It's at the very end of chapter 1 of Old Testament book of Ezekiel.
神让以西结在异象的里面看见神自己了。
So God let Ezekiel see God himself in vision.
哦，他就看到神自己是怎么一个模样了。Then
he will see God's appearance of likeness.
那结果他就给我们描写出来了。Then
he described it.
但是很有意思。But
very interesting.
他描写出来了以后，我们看了还是不懂。We
still do not understand after he described it.
因为远超过我们的想象力的。
Because it's far beyond our imagination.
他说到神看起来又好像金子。
He said that God looks as if like gold.
又好像那个什么 这个很美丽的云彩。
Or like a beautiful cloud.
就那就是神是的形象是什么？
So what exactly is the likeness of God?
是一片云啊。
Is it like cloud?
啊，还是一块金子啊
？Or gold?
事实上又不是。
But actually, also not.
那既然这不是，那神给以西结看了这一个，有什么特别的意义？
So what's the special meaning about it for God to show unto Ezekiel?
神从不同的方面来给以西结去预见神的本身。
So God through all different aspects to let Ezekiel meet God himself.
那神就借着圣灵的帮助，让以西结里头明白过来了。
So God through the Holy Spirit let Ezekiel understand.
神的形象是什么？
What is the likeness of God?
神的形象就是神的荣耀。
And the likeness of God is God's glory.
神的形象就是神的荣耀。
The likeness of God is His glory.
神起初造人的时候，他是把他自己的荣耀作为那一个标准来把人造出来。
When God first created man, He used His own glory as the standard.
换句话来说，人被造出来是为了要发表神的自己，那个他的荣耀。
So that when men were being created, is to express God's glory.
所以以赛亚书53章54章上面一再的提到那么一句话。
So in Book of Isaiah, chapter 53 and 54 keeps mentioned.
他说凡是称为我名下的人，都是为着我的荣耀而被造出来的。
It says that for all those who are called under my name, they are being created according to my, for my glory.
神要显出他的荣耀干什么？
So what's the purpose for God to reveal His glory?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
如果光是为着这一点，我们不太完全能领会。
If just for this one point, we cannot understand fully.
但是神在那里说，不单是他把神的他的荣耀作为我们被造的那一个模型。
But God said that not only His glory is our mold to be created.
同时，他把造出来的人也交托给他们一个任务。
But for those who are being created, God also entrusts the mission to them.
或者说一个责任。
Or we say a responsibility.
什么责任呢？
What's the responsibility?
代替神去管理神所造的一切。
To rule over all the things God has created for God.
那就成了神的委托人来管理神所造的一切了。
So that becomes a trustee of God to rule over all things God has created.
这是一个权柄的交托的问题了。
So that's the entrustment of authority.
那弟兄姊妹你就看到了。
Then brother, sister, you see.
我们人被造是为了神的荣耀的发表和神自己的权柄的显明。
So you see us being created is for the expression of God's glory and also the revelation of His power.
那当我们抓着这一点，你回头看第四章的那一个启示录天上的那个敬拜。
So as we point this out, when you look at chapter 4 of Revelations, the worship in heaven.
那个主题是什么呢？
So what's the theme of that?
他说万有都是根据都是你所造的。
For all things have been created by you.
万有都是因着你的旨意而存留的。
And for thy pleasure, they are being created.
那如果我们没有忘记这个事实，
If we do not forget about it.
这个神把他的那个委托交给我们。
For God has entrusted this to us.
弟兄姊妹们，你注意，这个事情厉害不厉害？
Please to pay attention whether it's a serious issue or not.
丰满不丰满？
Whether it's abundant or not.
或者你叫我们怎么去管理万有？
But how can we rule over all things?
啊，现在地上的人用尽好的方法，哎呦，我们到火星去啊。
The people on earth try our best to say that we want to go to Mars.
而我们到哪一个行星去？星球去？
Or go to any of the planets.
什么原因呢？当然很多原因，他们不能告诉人的。
Of course, there are many reasons behind that they do not want to say.
但是我们可以想象一件事。
But one thing we can imagine.
你到那里干什么？
Why are you going there for?
地球的物质有限啊。 人口增加了，慢慢慢慢的，这个地就不能供应人了。
Because the population has grown and everything's limited on Earth for provision.
我们就跑到别的星球去，把那边的财富搬回来了。
So we try to go to other planets to get their riches.
要不然就我们迁到那里去了。
Or we move there.
弟兄姊妹，这简直是开玩笑，是不是？
Those are jokes.
地球有多少的资源给你去做这一个？
So.What is there for you to do this on earth?
你做出了那个结果，你怎么把它迁回地球来？
Then even if you are there, then how can you move all the resources from there back to earth?
何况现在许许多多外头的星球能不能住人，还是打个大问号。
And it's even a big question whether those planets can have people live there or not.
所以我们不去想别人怎么想。
So we don't think how others think.
我们只是想神造人的目的。
But we only look at the purpose of God's creation.
是要叫我们去替神管理万有。
Is so that we can rule over all things for God.
他是万有的主，他创造万有，他对万有有一个有无限的那个丰富在其中。
He's the Lord of all things. He created all things, so he has his riches for all the.Everything.
我们就是为了神这样的一个目的而被造出来。
And we are being created for such purpose of God.
好了，等到有一天。
Until one day.
撒旦堕落了。
Satan had fallen.
也鼓动人在神面前与神作对了。
And also stir up people to be against God.
好了，人也堕落。
So man also fall.
那就造成万有里边有一个非常的不和谐。
So it becomes there's something not in harmony with one another in all things.
那就创造者和被造的产生不和谐的那种关系。
There's the created being and the creator are not in harmony with one another.
那怎么办呢？
So what can we do?
撒旦以为我这样来对付神。神就要给打倒了。
Satan thinks that if he rebels like God, rebels against God like this, then God will be defeated.
那因此，撒旦所做的一切都叫神所造的物背弃神。
What Satan did is to let all the things created by God to be rebellious against him.
神面对着这样的一个环境怎么办？
So what would God do to face such condition?
感谢神。
Thank God.
神的智慧、权柄和能力。
God's wisdom, power, and authority.
神有他自己的安排。
He has his own arrangement.
神就把人造出来，来去对付撒旦。
So God created man to be against Satan.
那首先你要把堕落了的人也先带回到神的面前。
First, you need to restore those men who were fallen back unto him.
让他们归向神。
So they are unto God.
这就是神永远的计划里头那个起点。
That's the beginning of God's eternal purpose.
那我不再嫌是扯出去了。
I will not mention something else.
我要让弟兄姊妹回到。长老的祷告里头。
So let's go back to the prayers of elders.
你用你自己的血把各种各样的人都买了人来，让他们归向神。
You have redeemed to God by your own blood with all different kind of people.
神要把堕落的这个宇宙和堕落的被造之物带回到神的面前，与神有一个正常的。
God would like to restore the fallen universe and the fallen people to be back unto him to have a normal condition.
那怎么叫做归向神？
So why is it to be unto God?
弟兄姊妹们，从第四章第五章那个祷告的里头，你看到一个非常重要的点。
So you see one very important point from the prayers in chapter 4 and 5.
第四章里头那个点就点出了神啊，你配得敬拜，因为万有都是你开始，就是在你的管理的底下。
For the point in chapter 4 points out that God, you are so worthy to receive glory and honor because you have created all things.
第五章的敬拜呢，就除了接上第四章的那个敬拜以外，就特别点出神啊，恢复这个宇宙的正常，又也是你和羔羊的工作所做成功的。
So the worship in chapter 5 immediately following chapter 4, it points out that it is your work and also the work of lamb to finish those.
所以神和羔羊都是配得敬拜的。
Therefore, God and the Lamb are worthy to receive praise.
弟兄姊妹，你注意第四章的配、第五章的配，这两个配字啊，就把归向神的那个主要的内容点出来了。
You see the word worthy in both chapter 4 and 5. It really points out the importance of being unto God.
撒旦和人的堕落，叫一切都在那里背上神。
For the falling of Satan and man, let all things be against God.
但神借着羔羊所做的事情，他把那是悖逆的人带回神的面前来尊重神。
But through the work of Lamb, that God has brought all those rebellious people be back unto Him to honor Him.
然后借着这些，在首先在基督里的人，把万有也慢慢的都带回神的面前。
And also through those who were first trusted in Christ, they are able to bring all things back unto God.
都同心合意在那里承认，神啊，你是配。
And in one accord, they confess that, God, you are worthy.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那当弟兄姊妹，当我们对归于神这一个事实有了一个很确实的那个领会的时候。
So as we have a clear understanding of being unto God.
那我们就要深入一点来看看怎么叫做实际的归向神。
So we will look into depth of the reality of being unto God.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
头一件事情我们能确定下来的。
The first thing we can be sure about is
我们原来是抵挡神的。
Originally we were rebellious.
我们原来是拒绝神的。
We were against God.
但现在我们被带到一个地步。
But we have been brought to the point.
我们承认我们的神，他是又真又活的神。
We confess that our God is the true and the living God.
这不单是创造了万有。
Not only he created all things.
他也预备了救赎。
And he has prepared salvation.
他也把我们带回那个准确的地位。
And he has brought us back to the normal condition.
叫我们对他存着敬畏的心来仰望他。
So we look upon him with a fearful heart.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
这是归向神的那个表面上的所表达。
That's the outward expression of being unto God.
我想弟兄姊妹，这个是很有意思。
I think this is really interesting.
我常常说我从前的一件事情。
I often mention what happened to me before.
我从小看见爸爸就喊爸爸。
I always call my dad father ever since I was young.
但是我从来不会喊别人做爸爸。
But I would never call another person father.
等到我长大了。
As I grow up.
我结婚了。
After I got married.
那面对着岳父的时候呢？
So how about it when I face my father-in-law?
按照所谓近代人的习惯呢，也就跟着太太叫岳父做爸爸了。
Usually we just call the father-in-law as father, the same as my wife calls.
起初的时候叫岳父做爸爸，好像叫不出口。
At first, it was hard for me to call my father-in-law father.
勉强的在那里叫，不叫不好意思啊。
I could not, but I must call him. But it was hard for me.
里面那个感觉总不是那个味道。
I did not feel so comfortable.
弟兄姊妹，明明不是我爸爸，我要喊他爸爸。
He's really not my father, but I have to call him dad.
但是起初的关系。
And that's what happened at first.
但慢慢的。
But slowly.
这种感觉没有。
I don't have this kind of feeling anymore.
虽然他不是我的神圣父亲。
Although he's not my fleshly father.
但是我太太的神圣圣父亲。
He's my wife's fleshly father.
神圣叫我们两人同合为一的，那么他的爸爸也就是我的爸爸，那没有难处。
Since God let us be one with one another, therefore then her father becomes my father, so there's no more difficulty.
但是这个事情发生在我们身上呢。
But as this happened on us,
有另外一件事情很有意思。
There's something else very interesting.
那就是我们跟神的关系。
That's our relationship with God.
当我们还不认识我们的神的时候。
When we did not yet know our God.
你怎么都不会叫喊神做我们天上的父啊。
You would never call God our heavenly father.
我还记得呢，我们小时候呢，我虽然是出生在基督徒的家庭，对主是有点认识，但是周围很多人都是不认识主的。
Although I was born in a Christian family, so I know a little bit about the Lord, but a lot of other people do not know about the Lord.
小孩子在那里玩耍的时候，有些时候也拿我们的神来开玩笑。
Sometimes when my other friends play together, they even joke about our God.
他们在那里讲说一些话，那就直接是对付神的。
They say something that's really rebellious against God.
但是那个小孩的时候一点都没有，是觉得不是顶，不是我跟着他们说的，但是在那个范围里头，有些时候也会跟着他们说这些话。
But as a child, even though I did not follow what they said, but sometimes I did.
但是稀奇的很。
But very amazingly.
等到认识主。
After I know the Lord.
得救了。
After I got saved,
祷告了,
I pray.
喊神做我们的父, 一点难处都没有。
Then there's really no difficulty calling God my father.
比较喊约父做爸爸容易多了。
It's so much easier to call God as my father as compared to calling
不但是容易多了，并且觉得根本就是那么回事嘛。
And I just feel it's so natural.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不去管他是没事情，你一直管他的话，你不能不问为什么你喊他做爸爸。
If we really pay attention to this, we cannot but ask why we call him father.
感谢赞美我们的主。
Thank and praise our Lord.
这个是我们的生命归上的神。
That's because our life has been unto God.
我们和神中间那个间隔就完全的停止了。
There is no more gap between us and God.
与神的那个抵挡的那个心思就停止了。
And also there is no more rebellious from our heart with God.
跟神的当中很明确的发生一个新的那个关系，就有一个吸引在那里。
And very clearly, there's a new relationship with God, so there's this attraction there.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
但是真正的归顺神呢，并不是口头上的话语的转变一下，就叫做归顺神。
But to be truly be unto God is not just our change of our words.
那真正的归顺神是怎么一回事呢？
So what is exactly being unto God?
那我请弟兄姊妹，如果你兴趣大的话，就会完了，你自己回去看《使徒行传》二十六章。
If you are interested, then you can look at Acts chapter 26 after the meeting.
啊，你看到十八节那上上下下。
Then you will see around verse 18.
你看到保罗跟亚基伯王在那里说的谈话的时候说的一些事情。
You see that Paul, as he had conversation with King Agrippa,
他说神差遣我保罗去传福音。
He said that God has sent Paul to share gospel.
那传福音是什么一回事呢？
So what exactly is it to preach gospel?
传福音呢是叫人脱离那一个黑暗的权势。
To preach gospel is to deliver man from the power of darkness.
哦，那是一个脱离权柄的问题。
That has to do with being delivered from the authority.
这个是很大的事情。
That's a great issue.
因为我们原来都是浮在撒旦的权柄的底下。
Because originally we were being subject under the power of Satan.
我们没有办法跟撒旦在那里抵挡的。
We could not be against Satan.
他叫你骂人，你就骂人。
He asks you to yell at others, you do.
他叫你气怒，气愤，你就气愤。
He tells you to be angry, then you do so.
甚至他叫你杀人，你就会去杀人。
Or you might even kill people if he tells you.
做这做那个，你一点办法都没有。
You cannot be against him if he tells you to do so.
因为你是在他的权下。
Because you are under subject of him.
有些时候你外面的人的动作是不没有到这样的地步。
Maybe outwardly you do not do this way.
但是你心思里头却是有这样的倾向。
But your mind might think this way.
我最记得我们小我念小学的时候。
I remember when I was in elementary school.
老师出国文的那个问题。
国文。
Oh,
my teacher had some Chinese questions.
作文呢？作文章，作文章。
Chinese essays.
那个题目是很有意思。
So the topic was very interesting.
因为那个时候我还是在看跟日本人打仗的时候。
Back then it was during the time of war with Japanese.
那个题目就说到，你盼望做一个什么样的就是人了。
The topic for the essay was what kind of people you hope you will be like.
有些同学他写的文章，老师也把那个文章念出来。
And the teacher also read some of my other classmates' essays.
因为当时对我们小孩子来说，是很有意思。
Because it was actually an interesting topic for us.
那个同学说的文章就是说，我将来要做大官。
One of the classmates said that I would like to become a great ruler in the future.
我要好好的管理我们的国家。
I would like to rule over my country.
但是我有一个心愿。
But I have a heart.
我一定不做一个贪污的人。
I definitely would not be some ruler who's corrupted.
这篇文章老师也觉得很有意思，也给念给同学们听听。
Even the teacher said it was interesting, so he read it.
当然，在我们那个小时候，看接触这样的事情，觉得当然是如此了，有什么理由不是这样
？Of course, when we were young, we thought we should do that.
后来我们上了更高的学习去的时候
，And later as we go to higher education,
于是同学们也谈起这个问题，谈起这类的问题来了。
Our classmates also mentioned something like this.
有人就问发一个问题了。
Someone asked.
他说你不贪污。
If you are not corrupted,
当然是好了。
Of course it's good.
但是你有没有想到你站在一个什么位置你有条件贪污吗
?But have you ever thought that what exactly the position you may be there that you have, are you qualified to get corrupted?
如果根本你都没条件贪污你当然不贪污了。
If you are not even qualified, if you don't even have the qualification to get corrupted, then of course you cannot.
如果整个的贪污的环境在那里引诱你。
But if the entire circumstances tempt you,
你能强得过那个环境的诱惑吗
？Can you overcome such temptation?
当然，这个都不是什么新问题了。
Of course, that's nothing new.
但是一个问题是给我们很清楚领会。
But there's something clearly tells.
我们是活在一个罪的权势的底下。
We are living under the power of sin.
我们要脱离那个罪的权势是根本没有条件的。
It's really impossible for us to be delivered from the power of sin.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神借着他自己那个拯救的恩典。
Through his own grace of salvation.
他让我们归向神。
So that we can be unto God.
那归向神那个实际的意思是什么
？So what's the real meaning of being unto God?
要叫我们脱离那个罪的权势。
So we can be delivered from the power of sin.
那脱离了那个罪的权势就怎么样呢
？And then what after we
deliver from power of sin? 那这样就轻松了，是不是呢
？So we shall be relaxed.
感谢赞美神。
Thank and praise God.
他不是单单叫我们脱离那个权势。
Not only he wants us to be deliver from this power.
他要叫我们去接受另外一个权势。
So, and he would like us to accept another power.
另外一个什么权势呢?
So what's the other power?
归到神的名下的权势。
The power of being unto God's name.
那也就是说我们一归上神的时候,
So that is to say immediately as we
belong to God. 最喜悦来做我们的拣选。
So that we will choose according to God's pleasure and what He likes and dislikes.
如果从历史上的观念来说的话，好像把我们带到伊甸园里头，去离开那个分别善恶树，而转到生命树的底下。
So from history point of view, that is that as we are being brought back to the Garden of Eden, so that we are being delivered from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, that we are, and also we are being turned onto the tree of life.
这是一个权柄的转移,
That's the changing of power.
从撒旦的权上转上归向神,
to turn from the power of Satan being unto God.
我们实在感谢赞美我们的主,
we truly thank and praise our Lord.
主在我们身上做这样的一个工作,
because Lord has done this work on us,
人和神的关系就发生变化,
so there's a change between the relationship between man and God,
就带出天和地的那个关系就进到正常,
and also bring back into normal the relationship between heaven and earth.
那所以从个人的经历上面来看,
so look at the personal experience.
这个是我们得救的经历。
That's the experience of our salvation.
神借着羔羊流血, 首先把我们和神的关系 从不正常带回到正常。
God, through the shedding of the blood of the Lamb, He has brought our relationship with God from abnormal into normal.
就像以弗所书在那里说，我们原来是死在罪恶过犯当中。
Just like Book of Ephesians says that we were dead in sins and transgressions.
现在他叫我们活过来。
Now He has quickened us.
怎么活过来呢?
How we can be quickened?
我们好像那个死掉了的灵，现在给苏醒过来。
It's like we are being quickened as we were the dead spirit.
可以和神 恢复交通的关系,
so we can restore our fellowship with God.
可以和神中间恢复那个和好的关系,
so we can restore the reconciliation with God.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
羔羊流血的事情, 头一件事情就把我们和神的那个关系 从没有带到有。
The first thing about the lamb shedding the blood is that to bring our relationship with God from none into yes.
并且从开始有领着我们继续的往与神的关系做更丰满的靠近。
And starting from having a relationship with God, which it brings us into deeper and closer relationship with Him.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
我们都是归向神的人。
We are people being unto God.
是因着羔羊的血把我们的地位改过来。
Our position has been changed because of the blood of Lamb.
把我们的身份改过来。
And also our status has been changed.
把我们的前途改过来。
And also change our future.
把我们的生活态度改过来。
Also change our life.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
天在地上找到人了。
So the Heaven has found people on earth.
这是对我们个别人来是这样说。
So that's for us individual speaking.
但是集中我们个别人的经历团连接起来的时候, 那就成了教会的显明了。
But the manifestation of church is when the individual experiences are being connected together.
现在的事情就这样开始了。
So the things that are now has started like this.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
主照着他的旨意, 一步一步的领着, 他的计划来进行。
According to God's will, step by step, he follows what he has planned. 24位
长老在祷告里头一开始就把神的起头的工作显明出来。
At beginning of the 24 elders' prayer, they reveal the work of God.
我们实在感谢神。
We truly thank God.
那么在归于神这一个点，我和弟兄姊妹今天下午就交通到这。
So this is my sharing about being unto God.
晚上我们再往前去看怎么去做国民，做祭司。
And tonight we will look at about how to be his people and be priests.
明天我们再看我们怎么来与主一同做王。
And tomorrow we will look at how we can reign together with the Lord.
这是说起来好像是太遥远的事情，太大的事。
Those things, something so far away from us and something so high.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
这些事情在我们身上是一点一点的被主带到靠近那个目的。
But gradually on us, the Lord brought us closer and closer to his purpose.
等到约翰在天上看到这个事情的时候。
Until when John sees this in heaven.
就不单是给带到目的，并且已经成了历史。
But it's not just a purpose, then it actually will become history.
我们今天去看，还是看在那个历史的过程。
Today when we see it, it's still in the process of history.
如果当时约翰他的所看见是在那个整个属灵的实际里的时候，他是看到结局了。
If when John looks at it, if he sees this in the spiritual reality, then he will see the end of it.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
虽然今天我们仍然只是在那个过程中。
Although today we are still part of the process.
但是等到主显现的时候。
But when our Lord reveals.
我们也在那个结局里。
We are also part of the ending.
因为主自己给我们说了。
Because our Lord himself says,
我们是要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
We shall appear together with him in glory.
我想我们暂时就停在这里。
So we will stop here for now.
晚上我们再继续往前看。
And we will continue to share tonight.
我们一同有点祷告。
Let us have words of prayers.
主啊，我们实在需要你给我们更多的属天的智慧。
Lord, truly we need you to give us more heavenly wisdom.
是你应许的，要把赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
You have promised to give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
我们就这样等候在你面前。
So we wait before you.
愿主照着你的话来成就你所要做的，在我们的认识里和我们的经历里。
Pray that according to your words, you fulfill what you would like to do in our experience and understanding.
但愿我们这些首先在基督里的人是被你带到一个地步，就活在你那荣耀的旨意的成全里。
Pray that as we are first trusted in Christ, we are being brought to the point that we do live in your glorious will.
我们仰望你。
We look upon you.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and give thanks in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.